3, 2, 1.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Wow, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Really helps when you turn your microphone on.
Mike, turn it up, baby. Yeah. Let it ride.
You really do. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Glad to have you here on a Tuesday. We appreciate you stopping by. And for all the people that like to watch us on video, thank you for joining us in the comments. We appreciate that as well. And here it is. I didn't expect. I was surprised. I forgot completely that we were going to be. We plan our weeks like usually 2 weeks in advance, and I didn't realize I was going to get a little time to get some time off with the fam. And it was great to be able to do that. I was super glad.
You didn't take time to reflect on the presidency and great presidents of the past.
If I did that, I would. I'd get on my knees and cry. Crushingly depressed.
All presidents, or is it just?
No.
I thought it was just for Washington and Lincoln.
It's all presidents.
Is it really though?
Henry Ford was president of Ford Motor Company.
Rob is wrong. There was Lincoln's birthday,
right.
And then there was Washington's birthday.
Right.
They combined them for President's Day. I'm listening.
Yes.
Pollen. I hate that.
You know what? We've got it in Miami too.
Well, there's pollen in Florida right now, very, very concerning to everybody. And I've been traveling the state up to Sarasota, watching baseball, watching losing baseball, watching people get cut from baseball teams.
Sarasota, that's where you have your lab, right?
Yes, the monkey lab.
We have to check in. It doesn't run itself, guys.
Where I perform medical experiments on primates.
People, be fair. I mean, you're doing it to help humans.
What I do, the latest experiment, is I take all the rhesus monkeys into a cage, and I play the opening music to our show, to the ramp up to our show, and see...
Do they react?
If they can be as insane, the monkeys get as insane as I do when I hear... that music.
See, you know? I lost interest in all your experiments with rhesus monkeys when I found out rhesus monkeys are not filled with peanut butter.
I know. Wouldn't it be great if they were? Who tapped the rabbit?
Who tapped the rabbit? That's coming up on Hulu. Who tapped the rabbit?
Who tapped the rabbit, to be the chocolate creature? I saw I think a 10-pounder in Costco. I think they had a giant 10-pound solid milk chocolate bunny in Costco, I believe. I did. But getting back to the music, before we forget. Now, I spoke to Mr. Soroka and to you, you gentlemen, maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago, about just the hatred I have for that music. And I believe that, I don't know about you, Rob, because you've been very busy. But in Josh's case, I think he loves it. I think he loves that music.
And Let me offer this.
Yes.
As your agent used to say.
Yes.
Let me offer this.
Yeah.
There's a weird strain in Josh that I adore that I think he thinks if he stays with it, you're going to start to love it.
Well, no, that's not a weird strain about me. That's how Mike works.
Before you answer.
Well, that is something that you've picked up on, though.
Let me give you my theory on motives. All right. Okay. I think if he is on board with something he wants to do, it's done 10 minutes before you ask it to be.
This happen always.
That's the way he rolls. If it's something where we have a meeting, we all go, yeah, that's a good idea. That's good. Bam.
It's done.
I mean, the greatest example would be the cruise. He exploded out of the gate and got that done
in
very short order. You know,
14 hours from idea to selling out the boat. He did it in 14 hours. It was like a Beyonce concert.
It's not about being into it. It's about finding the right fit. And I did go with...
Would you like me... could you direct me somewhere where you've been sourcing? Because I know there are parameters that have to be followed for this kind of music.
Yes.
If you directed me, that's a labor for me.
I need
of love. That's what I used to do. That used to be my job.
I need examples of the style of music you would like.
I would rather have
And then I can create something.
Now, when you say create...
It's AI. I put it in a nice AI. Description, and then AI makes the music. That's how we get around all the copyright. All right.
Okay, then let me. If you
would, you like me to send you the app, and you can play with it.
Yes. Oh my God. I will do that. Is it a Mac app or a phone app?
Phone app.
Okay. All right. I can do it with a phone too.
All right.
I will send
it to you.
It's so a new app, Mike. It's called Who Tapped the Rabbit.
That's great. Tomorrow. Look for, well, maybe not tomorrow, but the day after, definitely, there will be...
not important. Put it off.
Well, no, I mean...
Oh,
you know,
snap!
There's, I'm sorry. There's one day a week now, the regular week, where I got to go out,
Mike,
and join my mates.
I know that...
For now, before my shoulder completely blows up, which it's slowly deteriorating into oblivion.
Don't you want to ask what I would like in a pre-roll music? I would like a taste of Beethoven's Ninth. I'd like a little bit of Beethoven's Ninth. Beautiful.
I'll put some classical into it. You know?
I would like Crazy Train by Ozzy mixed in with the Ninth.
That I cannot do because you know how I feel about that. As much as I love
Jimmy Cerito. You sound like Tom Hagen. This I cannot do.
Speaking of Tom Hagen, you got him on the brain. Tom Hagen passed away.
You're right.
And the real delay is that I just want to change that countdown video altogether.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, I want to make the whole thing visually better.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All
so
right.
That
well,
it's more
that.
Than just the countdown.
There's the
that's
guy.
That's the real answer.
Then give me the task. That's an absolute labor of love that I
can
really
it be like the
forward to.
The role the opening video that you do for Section 336 where it wouldn't be Mike and I running around. You know,
I don't want to copy something.
But I'm saying inspired by it. But I mean, would there be videos of us included in the roll down?
I think it would be great to include video of us.
Yeah.
We're never together.
If it's not
so that
jive.
Might be a problem.
If it's not jive.
I want me on the zip line. I want footage of me on the zip line in the show open.
Do it with Rob's current lighting.
Mike,
I just because you're dealing with your stuff doesn't mean I can't bust your balls. That makes you feel normal. So
I'm geographically challenged down here. I am doing a show in 9 square feet of ground. So, I mean, it's tough.
Rob, did you set up that backdrop for yourself?
The white curtains were already there. The green screen I hung, yes.
Okay.
But I was unable to get the green screen effective enough to make it look like I was in a library.
Okay.
So what we have is, you know,
is
you
request the green screen behind the curtain?
Yes. And so is the man. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
I'm curious why you put the green screen behind the curtain.
Well, it's covering up, like, stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right.
You want to know what it's covering up, Mike? My bed.
Is this your bedroom we're in now?
It is, yeah.
Are you able to put the green screen over the curtain?
No, I tried. There's it's a weirdly shaped room. It is.
I'm not all. Look, I realize that there are technical operations that are far superior to ours that you know use that technology. My God, it's the main thing done in cinema now, but. For my purposes, I've never mastered, you know, the backdrop, the green screen backdrop. And that's why I have a real one in back of me right now, you know.
And really, some
of the podcasts
too.
I enjoy, some of my political podcasts, I like the set, too. God, don't say that to the guy that used to work here. He loves sets. He really did. But
Mike, we need to get you is some pipe and drape.
Yes, he did. Well, that's long gone.
Yes, it is.
Sets are great. Sets have been ruined with green screen. If you look at up the set of the football guy that where he just switches between games the whole time.
Hold on just a second. I have to take this call, gentlemen.
Oh, okay.
All right. Rob, there's on the NFL Network, they've got the guy where you can just the Red Zone channel where he just flips between games the whole time. And when you see his set is a green room with a green small little podium.
And I understand.
Everything's fake that you see on TV.
I understand.
It takes away
the
magic.
You go back to the days of old Hollywood. The magic is that it actually exists. And I think there are some people that think the green screen is part of the magic. I hate green screens. I hate them. I had to work with them back in college when I was going to ostensibly be a weatherman. I was horrible on camera, and I couldn't make the green screen work, and I've now got this 60 by 70 yard piece of green fabric that I travel with, and I can't hang it to look right. If I had like space behind me and two like racks, I could do it. But this is such a tiny facility. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Here's Mike.
Well, I have to say, there are only a few people that I interrupt the show for, but, you know, sorry about that. So what were you talking
about?
Was
it Kiki K?
No, that was somebody, you know, that, you know, controls my, you know, money, putting it here and putting it there. That guy, not Andrew either. So another guy that I deal with down here. And he, you know,
is this guy a little?
Did you notice my reaction? Did I jump when he called or what? Didn't I do that?
It was like you got a call from your lottery dealer. It was it was a big deal. Is this guy a little sus?
No, he's the opposite of sus. So
okay, good.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
So what were you talking about when I stepped out for a second?
Green
there?
Screen.
Yeah.
Oh, green screen. And I was saying, I never was really good at it.
Well, I was saying how the red zone... Here, let me just show you this red zone set.
Okay.
Hold on.
They should use a red screen.
So this is the red zone set we all see on TV.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's the entire, for the NFL games, right?
Yeah. But here's what the set looks like.
Wow.
Where green screen looks great on TV, but it ruins the magic. That none of that stuff is there.
Yeah, and also I think that
he's
guy's
in a warehouse somewhere.
He's sort of a dick, isn't he? Look at him.
I have to agree, and we've never even met him. How about that? I think that would I be accurate in saying, Josh, some depth helps too? Size and depth of green screen helps a little bit.
Yeah, like that green screen's way behind him, so depth definitely is.
That's kind of what makes it a little sharper the way that. Not that I've given up on it. I love the technology, and I would love to at some point. But I'm like within 3 feet of my green screen when I use it here. And
I love Josh's set. It says a lot about Josh without being overwhelming. I love my set at home. I think that is a very cool one, too.
I have a question for Josh's set at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is your set, are you doing the show in an open area where there are people coming? Because I get the impression sometimes, based on things that happen on the show occasionally, that
or
I'll hear
the show.
Or after the show, that it's open air. And I think of you as, in your own little office. But you're not, are you?
No. Here, I can...
Are you in a cabana?
I can probably show you.
Near the pool?
Let's see.
He's going to give us a tour.
I'll give you a tour.
This is exciting.
This is
really exciting. And when Rob's wide shot, I get much more of a perspective on what you're doing, Rob. I do.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. So if I spin my camera, I'm in my office.
All right. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, for the thrill ride portion of this show.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. You got pipe and shelves.
Fox like News on shelves. In the background.
Mm-hmm.
There's four news channels in there.
I know. That's
one
very
of them,
cool.
I'm sure.
That's
but
very
see
cool.
Here, there's an openness. There's no door on my office.
Okay. And then welcome to Florida architecture. Right. That's
What door is that we see right now?
Well, that would be the front doors right there.
Oh, so if you were to take a guest, they would have to wait in the yard. And then you could bring them in through that door.
Yeah, or through the garage. Yes.
But that'd be nice too.
When I originated my studio down here, I had it in the open air room. Remember that?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And I with the one thing audio technology has exists now that with digitally enhanced
Josh's
audio,
shot looks like you should be doing a Wheel of Fortune voiceover. Look at this studio
filled with beautiful prizes. The audio technology means you can kind of do it wherever you can. I mean, it's just, it used to be, and I hate to get into the weeds with all this, but it is fun to talk about it sometimes. And the podcast nerds might really dig what we're talking about here. That, who said they really? Beth Rogers, I really like the Countdown music, even to the point of playing it for my college-age daughter and talking about the instrumentation.
Yeah, I guess she's probably in a really good college.
If you change it, can you post a link to the current version? You know, that I have to. That's polite. It's constructive. I can't, wait a minute. Hold on. Rolando said there was an Jones
there's
poster.
There's no Alex. There is nothing in this room that is not Orioles. There's no Alex Jones poster.
That's funny.
Yeah. Robert Duvall and Jesse Jackson, we are aware of that. We're trying to just keep it a little light, but we'll talk about Robert Duvall during the news.
They would get in an automobile accident together and kill each other. That
was amazing.
Just the weirdest.
After a night of heavy drinking.
Bob Duvall.
If you don't laugh, you cry.
Sometimes you do both.
Yes. But anyway,
You're open air.
I remember where I started, but I don't have enough guests down here to worry about it.
And that's how I am here. Kelly and I are home. Kids are always in school, so it's
I mean, that's where we are. And my son is here all week because he has winter break. Now, I had a spring break. I don't really. Did we have winter breaks in school?
It was called Christmas.
Did we have two breaks between Christmas and the end of the year?
No. There was a Christmas break. There was usually a teacher work day. And then there was something either before or after Easter, depending on how the crazy calendar
was. Now, my kids did have Friday off before President's Day. And then Monday off for President's Day. So they had 4 days, but it wasn't like a week off.
Loudoun County is off today for Lunar New Year.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Or is it a teacher work day?
No, this is a holiday for Lunar New Year.
Is that an Asian thing, Lunar New Year?
Yes, it is. Really? Traditionally, you eat dumplings. That's the deal.
In Lunar New Year?
Yeah. So Carrie is once again.
Look at how serious he's being. And, I know. When he's being that serious, I know what's going on inside his skull right now.
Well, and that's why
he's working really hard not to.
Every boy you want me to be right now.
I appreciate that.
Lunar New Year is also the Chinese New Year.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Oh, I have a Maneki Neko down here too.
Show your Maneki. For Lunar New Year, show your Maneki.
I have to go get it. I'll be right back.
Oh, you have to go get
it.
Really? You have it down there? Oh, that's great.
No, I didn't bring it. My dad has one.
Your dad has one. Okay, oh, God bless him. Oh, that's wonderful. In honor of Lunar New Year, we should show that, I think, to our Asian friends.
You mean
friends.
We should have taken the day off?
What's that?
We should have taken the day off.
Lunar New Year, too?
Lunar New Year.
You know me. Any excuse? No, that's not true. But anyway, the audio, I see your open air and it makes me want to move again back over to that other side, but I'm not going to do that. I wish I had a door.
I'd rather have a door and close in.
It's true. And is it like an archway? Is that why you can't have a door? Because it's like an open archway?
No, it's just really wide. It's like...
It'd be a pain in the ass to put a door in, correct?
It'd be a pain, and it's right by the front door, so it would make the foyer really tight.
Yeah, I guess.
What about like a storm door? Screened-in porch?
No, I have thought about a curtain just to get some separation, but
first,
it seems
Mike,
okay.
The story of the Maneki Neko is as follows.
Okay.
Is a Chinese emperor or a powerful person of some sort was walking through the streets one day, and a cat beckoned to him. And in China, you don't beckon like this. You don't say like, come here. You hold your hand down. You go, come here. That's how you do it. And the emperor paid attention to the cat and walked to the cat. And because of that, he was not crushed by a falling building because he listened to the good luck cat. And ever since then, the Maneki Neko has been a source of good luck. And Mike, here is the beckoning cat.
Look at that. Mm-hmm. There it is, the beckoning cat.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not an animated one. It's a more classic one. And it has coins in it.
And Luma Lyric in the chat group says he was born in the year of the beaver.
Oh, that's excellent.
Nice beaver.
I think that's fascinating that happens in the year of the beaver.
Different Maneki Nekos bring you different kind of luck.
This
white
is the year
is
of
overall.
The red fire dragon, apparently.
Mm, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I think that's wonderful. That's very, very exciting.
Also known as the fire horse.
The fire horse?
Yeah, I don't know. Google says it's the year of the fire horse.
Mm-hmm. But getting back to the logistics of this show, technology over the years has allowed us to do it in more spots and be smaller and smaller and smaller. Where the largest piece of equipment I have now is my monitor that I look at you guys on, and that's it. And
the largest piece of equipment you have, Mike, is you.
Sure.
Because
you
the show.
No,
no, no, no, no. I'm talking about you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Because without you, we have no show.
Oh, God bless. God bless to each and every one of you. I appreciate that. I have an idea. I got so many things. This is what happens. Josh knows this. This is the way I work, that I will have a list of stuff I want to talk about. And then suddenly an idea will be born during it. I have decided.
Oftentimes, you know, this is funny. The idea is oftentimes born during that music you hate.
We have obviously a good group of people that that join us for the live taping of this show in the comments section as we are showing this. Where do they primarily come from? Do they come
YouTube.
From the website? Do they primarily come from YouTube. So the YouTubers that are watching this show live, God bless you, first of all. We've had discussions about the live tapings of this show. And for all the people that are morning people, obviously that's a good time for you. Mm-hmm. But if there was a time where we would tape this show that would be of maximum quality for you, I would be curious to know from our chat group right here, when would you love this show to be taped live? Just very curious. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Josh. And send your times Eastern time.
Eastern time, yes. When would you like us to do that?
The morning, well, it's the morning people. The morning show, it's like bad for the West Coast people. They never get to join us at 5 a.m.
Unless they are morning people. I'm sure there are people on the West Coast that like the notion of us being a morning drive show. And, you know, everybody likes it for something. So
I will tell you that we've had discussions about the fact that of a floating live taping where we periodically...
We're underwater.
Hello? I can't come to the phone right now because I'm at the bottom of the pool.
No, occasionally saying we're going to go live at this particular time. And I'm just curious... 8:15 a.m. Eastern is perfectly fine.
Spoken very well from someone who lives on the East Coast.
And people who have already set their schedule to
I get it. So these are the people that are here with us, and they like this time.
Of course.
This is their good time. Okay, probably a mistake on my part. Hey, I am in Arizona, and I make the show 90% of the time. I love the start time. I watch, listen at my work. That's the people that are joining us now. So I get that. That's probably what we're going to
and
get.
You know what they say about 90%? It's only 10% less than 100%. So LC Knight, try harder.
If we get anything interesting
Arizona's
in there.
Arizona's got weird time zone issues. So that's probably the 10%. Mm-hmm.
7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Rob could. And then it doesn't go
on. So that could be after Wheel of Fortune?
After Wheel. After the Wheel.
Yeah, but then I'd miss Jeopardy. They're in the finals now, Mike.
Celebrity or regular?
Regular. There's one guy, he's an Asian guy with
Johnny
long hair.
Johnny Gilbert
great.
Still?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is he 100?
Is Ken Jennings any good?
Jennings?
He's all right.
Is that his name? Jennings?
Yeah, Ken Jennings.
No, it's Ken Jennings.
That's what I said. Right. That's
say
what I
his
said.
Name.
I said Ken
say
Jennings.
he's all right. I tell you what, I've watched a lot of because in Miami, I think it's a rule that you watch the Wheel and Jeopardy hour. I think it's required of everyone in this city. I have grown to like Ryan Seacrest on Wheel. I think he's pretty good.
I can't.
Rob,
his look. What's the deal? Is that plastic surgery or
maybe,
is that dramatic weight loss?
But he's made me realize that the lead anchor is a woman named Vanna who can barely talk.
Doesn't have any role on the show. She and has no they role try whatsoever.
They try to work her into like guest introductions. And he says, that says here, you're quite a golfer. And he says, I don't know. I'm not very good at golf. I was hoping Vanna could give me lessons. And then they go to a weird, tight shot of Vanna standing by her stupid letter televisions. And she says, as soon as I get it down the middle of the fairway, we'll talk. And I'm like, that's the stupidest thing you could possibly say. Go to hell, Vanna.
Wow.
She's
Do
weak.
You remember? You have a memory? You remember how hot Vanna was in the day? Come on now.
Remember Everyone when the Lincoln Memorial was new? Still
People
there.
Don't know when to step down.
No. And she wanted an extra year after Pat. I think she thought this was going to be her springboard to stardom. And they even let her host one night, and she screwed that up. And I understand that because you're not going to understand how the game works.
Such
you've only
hatred,
been there
Josh.
For 35 years.
Such hatred
there's
coming
no
from
There's no need
him.
For her. There's no letters to spin anymore.
You're right.
She just goes and says, look, this one's going to light up.
When she points,
It's a great, great... Well, okay. Now, Rolando, what about what? What about Chick Hernandez? I'm sorry. What, did something happen to Chick?
I hope not.
What, please... What's going on, Rolando? Don't do that. That makes me. That freaks me out, and it takes me away from the show. Enough. Rob. It's a weird time.
In November.
Well, there's that. I think it might be a typo. Do you know a Chuck Hernandez?
By the way, I totally agree with Lumilyric that Seacrest is. Yeah, he looks weird.
I wanted to hate him, but he's good. At, you know what? He's good at running a game show, and I appreciate
with
that.
The smile. It's not human.
It's not. He's not human.
And that's
he was
like,
made from
that's
skin.
Like 30 pounds ago.
for Chris. He was made from skin and body parts cast off from the late Dick Clark. They stitched him together and made a Ryan Seacrest.
All right, let me move on from this this random babbling and tell you a tale. I've done it again. I said I wouldn't. I don't know what was happening. Well, I know exactly what was happening, but as far as driving is concerned, I really do my best to live and let live. There's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on down here.
Sure.
Primarily people that drive insanely fast and cut in and out of traffic, mm-hmm. and risk people's cars, damage, property damage, life and limb and all by just doing that. And I deal with a lot of heavy traffic down here, taking my kid to school, going down
and
to
careless
driving, Happy Valley,
driving. Like, and you know those big red balls in front of Target?
Yes.
People sometimes hit them. And you that's careless.
That's no, stop that. She's not going to like that. She might come in here now. I didn't need that this morning. But anyway, can I get to I believe that the bad driving or the rude driving.
Yeah.
Should really end at your community. Especially if you have like a little community down here of like 400 to 500 homes where you are just, you're essentially, technically, you are neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've now had the second incident. Yeah. Oh, really?
Community. When I get to the community, it gets worse.
I have had two incidents. One was really, really bad where a person almost cut my bumper off, chopped my bumper off when they were trying to pass me, coming out of the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I think I rolled down the window and said, do you live in the community? Because I was like going, why would you do that to him? But anyway, that and that was an expletive-filled rant from the guy saying you're a piece of S and F you and you're a piece of – and it went on. And you know what? It was kind of obvious to me that he might not live in the neighborhood because
how did
I never
he get
saw
the
him
gate
again.
Code?
Dropping off drugs.
Yeah.
Dropping off drugs, illegal narcotics. That's what he was doing.
The insult piece of S because it's beyond calling someone S. And I mean, it's very specific to be
a piece of S. He said
you're
that
a piece
to me.
Of it, Mike.
That insult was hurled multifold.
Sure. That's his go to.
So I have my son. What were we doing? We're always doing something. Mm-hmm. And he was out with me. And he's in the back of the car. And I am coming up to a right turn into my community. Mm-hmm. And this Bronco, new late model Bronco, is behind me in the turn lane into my community, maybe less than a foot off of my rear bumper.
Is it one of the new squarish?
It's
a squarish looking Bronco that's supposed to look hateful or something. I don't understand the new look. Yeah.
And so I'm just doing a normal slowdown to turn it, and it's like on my bumper. And then I got an SUV, do a little bit of a Y turn, and lo and behold, the Bronco. We have one gate lane to get in for residents. The Bronco roars up on my right side trying to do like an end around.
Wow.
I'm like, what is going on? And then I get in front and there's nowhere to go. And I slow down.
Of course you do.
And I'm
which
getting
is
the,
probably the worst thing you could do, but it feels so good in the
care
moment.
At this point, I'm not brake checking.
That's when I turn on cruise control.
But here's the thing. Limit. We're in a 5 mile per hour ease up to the gate with the automatic little sticker thingy. And I hate it when I say that. I hate it. You know that? I really think I should do a sticker. It's so DJ thingy, the thing when a disc jockey's too lazy to find out. It's the gate code. It's the barcode
high
to
security
open up the gate, not the gate thingy, O'Mara, you dumb S. So this person, after I get in front of them, there's nowhere to go. And the average speed is probably less than 5 miles an hour because you are slowly rolling up to the edge. And I'm getting this back and forth from this car in a 30-foot area. I'm incredulous. I'm like, what is going on? And after the third time where it's like the car, I didn't know who was in it, I go right up to the gate. The gate opens up. I stop the car, and I get out of the car.
So you get close enough to trip the gate.
Yes.
And then cease.
Because we are both in the lane now.
So you've got it.
There is no, and I did it by design because I wanted to see who is doing this. And I get out and I see it's a, I don't know how young, but it was a young girl, like a, maybe a teenager, maybe in their 20s. But I walk up and I say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I said, please, don't tailgate. You live in the community. What are you doing? And I get back in and I look over at the gate guard. Mm-hmm. And the gate guard is looking at me and going, it happens all the time, shaking her head. So the gate guard is with me.
Good.
The gate guard is with me
what
on
was
this.
What was your feeling when you found a young lady instead of what you probably expected it to be
like an
older man, right?
Or a young kid or a young boy and stuff. I just put my hands up in the air. I just wanted to make sure they understood that I knew that this was unacceptable behavior. Uh-huh. And does it count as road rage? Yes, since I hopped out of the car, it probably does. Not raging. Yes.
How did you handle her tears?
The window did not come down. There was a lot of this. Like that
helped.
But no gestures. Mm-hmm. No obscene gestures. And I'm just still stunned that this is somebody I'll probably never see him again, but this is somebody who lives in the neighborhood. And what are you doing? And I understand that there is frustration, probably. I've experienced it with older people. Mm-hmm. And you have to kind of eat the S sandwich when you get the – I've talked about the 5-mile-per-hour speed when people are going. And this maybe is somebody who assumed I was in that category. I am not. and it was just – it was on and on and on. And, I mean, in a very short period of time, I went from, zero to DEFCON 4, just like going, what is going on with – and here it is. It is the general lack of civility and concern for our fellow man. It's everywhere. And now it gets right into your door, next door. Yes.
Is if you finished the show today and you went out into the living room and that young lady was there. And Carla said, Mike, it's our new babysitter. And you're like,
no. It's probably the only guy that would be there would probably be the pool repair guy that's, talking about how the new equipment they put in isn't working properly.
In my neighborhood all the time where the car will go all the way into the other lane to go around me because I'm going only 5 miles over the speed limit and they want to go double the speed limit.
Sure.
It's crazy.
When you don't expect it, it's the scariest thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really
it's frustrating. And I get it. I get it in our neighborhood. All right. I get it in our neighborhood where I think we are really held up with our homeowners association dues.
That used
and whatever.
To mean something.
I have lived here, Rob, 5, 6, 7 years. I've lived in this
at
community.
Least. Yeah.
And I mean, it's never been crazy friendly in here. Right.
Gated
communities by their nature lend themselves to people who want to stay to themselves.
I remember taking a couple walks around your neighborhood the last time I was there.
Yeah.
And to get eye contact with someone was challenging.
It's
they
very,
don't
very
want
odd.
Anything to do with you.
Very odd.
And
very
that's
odd.
When I started knocking them over.
Just a slight shoulder bump, you went by.
No, but you're right. But do you think that is native to gated communities? I think neighbors aren't friendly at all anymore.
I think you might
I think
all.
It's everywhere.
Yes. I think it's everywhere, but it sucked. And, that was it. Hop back into the car. You know, there's a witness standing there. I stood out of my car, put my hands up in the air, and that's it. You know, it's not like I, did the whole thing. You see when people really go nuts.
Yeah.
That's when you take your life in your hands. But you know what? I still shouldn't have done it. I still should not. What good was accomplished? Nothing. Nothing. Just
did you feel a little better?
Something
was accomplished.
I think I said, grow up. Said, grow up. That's what I said. That was
can
my
you describe
you got a
to us
the gate lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Describe to us your gate lady. Is she a good lady, sturdy lady?
You know, I live here, right?
Yeah.
You know,
that's why you want to paint a picture.
They know my name, you know, so late 50s.
Good. You want someone with authority.
Late 50s.
Does she wear a uniform?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Because people look good in uniform.
I think they have a badge, too.
Oh, you know what? That'd be fun to have a badge.
Is there a title?
Yeah, Director of First Impressions. let's stop and let's move on. I've got a lot of stuff to deal with today, and we'll get to that in a minute. But first, I wanted to mention that we were just telling the story about it. It seems like everybody's going a little crazy, and we all need to chill.
Yes,
we really do. And some people need to clean up their habits. Rob's the same way. Having one less drink or no drinks has never felt easier for him. Instead of pouring a cocktail, Rob's been reaching for Sol's out-of-office drinks. Sol makes feeling good simple. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulations designed for predictable, feel-good effects. Sol is the alcohol alternative that puts you in control of your mood, and their best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. From a 1.5 milligram microdose for a gentle lift to a 15 milligram for a deeper, more elevated experience. Josh is a gummy guy.
Gummy guy.
He knows it's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Plus, stay tuned for a new gummy that will change your life. That's exciting.
Yeah, give yourself next month, Mike.
The gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Sol is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSol.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSol.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. It's all about Sol.
This is a segment, Josh, called Tidbits.
Well, it's a sad tidbit. We have lost another legend, Robert Duvall. He died on Sunday. I have a personal story with Robert Duvall. I used to live one town over in the Virginia countryside from Robert Duvall.
And Fauquier County, Mike.
Fauquier County. And one time my daughters, who were huge fans of the movie Secondhand Lions,
yes,
were little bitties, and we were in a little restaurant having some early dinner, late lunch, and there was Mr. Duvall in there, and they said, "Dad, that's Robert Duvall." I'm like, yeah, I know he lives out here, hon. And I finally talked them into going over, and he had not just a hello, he had a conversation with them.
That's
and,
so cool.
Was really thrilled that people that age were digging what he did. And I loved that movie, Secondhand Lions, and I loved all of his stuff. He's one of the greatest actors of our time.
When Julia was two or two and a half, she was really into Apocalypse Now.
Yes. So. Yes. I love the smell of napalm in the morning, Julia.
I did bring you one cut of Robert Duvall, Mike, that the brilliance of this, I think, is not so much his acting, but the way he lets the people opposite him act.
Okay.
It doesn't need a setup, but it's so beautiful. And Josh, if you could play that thing. Actually, Josh, could you go ahead and do about 3 minutes? But this is when he meets Mr. Waltz in Hollywood.
The movie producer, and this is the precursor to the horse's head.
Yeah, cartoon, Mike.
I'm not going to race him, though.
I like this choice, Rob. I like your choice.
Put him out the stud.
Because it would be real easy to chew the scenery in this scene.
Let's get something to eat, huh?
And he does not.
Corleone. Johnny's godfather. To the Italian people, that's a very religious, sacred, close relationship.
I respect that. Judge Tolman should ask me anything else. But this is one favor I can't give him.
Well, he never asks a second favor when he's been refused the first. Understood?
You don't understand. Johnny Fontaine never gets that movie. That part is perfect for him. It'll make him a big star.
Great
I'm going to run him out of the business. And let me tell you why.
Why?
Johnny Fontaine ruined one of Waltz International's most valuable proteges. For 5 years, we had him under training, singing lessons, acting lessons, dancing lessons. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on her. I was going to make her a big star. And let me be even more frank. Just to show you that I'm not a hard-hearted man, that it's not all dollars and cents. She was beautiful. She was young. She was innocent. She was the greatest piece of ass I've ever had, and I've had them all over the world.
Just
and then
so
Johnny
quiet.
Fontaine comes along with his olive oil voice and guinea charm. And she runs off. She threw it all away just to make me look ridiculous. And a man in my position can't afford to be made to look ridiculous. Now you get the hell out of here. And if that goomba tries any rough stuff, you tell him I ain't no band leader. Yeah, I heard that story.
Thank you for the dinner and a very pleasant evening. Maybe your car could take me to the airport. Mr. Corleone is a man who insists on hearing bad news immediately.
Thank you, Josh. So great.
It's riveting. And it's one of thousands of, of scenes, you know, with that career and as long as it was. And a guy that could, that started really, made his bones on that particular movie, The Godfather, and he's great in that. It's a nuanced character, Tom
Hayden.
It
really is.
You know, where he's the adopted son of The Godfather. And it's just, it's hard to describe when somebody's that good at what they do. And I could never do it. And I've always been amazingly in awe of people that can. And you know as well as I do. I'll pull the curtain back a little bit here. Because in previous incarnations on the show, there's one guy that never thought acting was that big a deal.
Right.
You know, that anybody could do it. I disagree with that. I think you might be a natural. I'll give Cher as an example.
Some people are.
No real training. But then there are people that were meant to do it. And it's a persona. It's a guy that just was put where he was supposed to be. And I don't say that very often because Robert Duvall was so magnificent in so many different ways, you know, whether you consider him on Lonesome Dove, the Western actor. There's a movie, one of the last ones he did, probably Open Range, that he did with Kevin Costner. And it's just on and on and on.
He is such a beautiful film actor. And when I say that, I include television because there's such subtlety to it.
Yes.
Just watching him in that Godfather sequence when he's being yelled at.
Right.
And he takes one more bite of food because it just doesn't touch him. Also, Godfather enthusiasts, please notice that on Mr. Waltz's table is a bowl of oranges. Never a good sign for something coming up in The Godfather when you see an orange.
Was that to Coppola do that on purpose, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, think of all, the bag of oranges before Vito got shot. Orange in his mouth when he has his heart attack. Oranges are all over that movie.
I didn't realize that.
If you really want to be stunned by an early De Niro role, and Josh, I won't even assign
Duvall?
You this for Hicks Nicks. Yeah, I'm sorry. Forgive me, Duvall. Is To Kill a Mockingbird when he's Boo Radley. His first time on screen, it is the hairs on your neck will stand up.
Yeah.
It is so nuanced.
I forgot that one too. Man,
such a nuanced performance. It's great.
That was required high school viewing.
And probably not hard to do, right?
Yeah.
Probably not hard to do because very scary and
great
and
film.
Just a
great film.
God, when you mentioned that movie and what Hollywood made and how that influenced me and the way we act now in our world, it almost brings tears to my eyes when I think about the message that movie sends and how it didn't get taken to heart by people.
It's just
amazing.
Classic Hollywood performances, movie stars, and if people would just listen to the message, please, folks, just listen to it.
If you've never heard of it or you've never seen it, go watch To Kill a Mockingbird and see what it's all about. We haven't changed that much. His wife, Luciana, said, quote, "To the world, he was an Academy Award-winning actor, a director, a storyteller. To me, he was simply everything. His passion for his craft was matched only by his deep love for characters, a great meal, and holding court. After several guest spots on TV shows, Duvall got his first break, To Kill a Mockingbird." Rob was mentioning that.
Mm-hmm.
His filmography is ridiculous in its impressiveness. It includes Godfather 1 and 2, Apocalypse Now, MASH, Network, Days of Thunder, Colors, The Natural, Sling Blade, Gone in 60 Seconds. But his favorite part was former Texas Ranger Augustus McCrae in the 1989 miniseries Lonesome Dove, which he called the Godfather of Westerns. Duvall didn't have any children. Everyone from Pacino to De Niro to Adam Sandler have have posted tributes to him, but one of the best came from Randy Quaid, of all people.
He's nuts.
Who worked with him on Days of Thunder. It involves an interesting interaction between Robert and the film's director, the late Tony Scott. Quaid said, quote, "Now that Tony and Robert are both departed to heaven and I hope laughing together, I have never seen an actor rip a director a new a-hole quite like Duvall did on Days of Thunder."
That's
Thank you,
great.
Randy.
Yeah. Wow.
So, safe home, and former you know, you, Virginia.
One movie you didn't mention that I love, and it's a quiet, beautiful film, Tender Mercies.
Tender Mercies, Academy Award, I think.
Yeah,
right?
I think so, but just beautiful.
I
just
think he
so
got it
wonderful.
For that. I really do. So safe travels to Robert Duvall. And right before airtime, we'll have some words about him. Tomorrow, Jesse Jackson has also passed. And we'll gather the stuff on that. But very, very sad to see Jesse Jackson, an icon of the civil rights movement, has passed away as well. All right, let's lighten it up. Here are the 10 hardest sports. I'll go from 10 to 1.
Mike, is number 10 theater sports?
It is not, Rob.
Damn it. Go. Start from the bottom, please. Are they in increasing order?
Yeah, I believe
okay, great.
So. Because I would say number 1 would be the toughest.
Okay.
Number 10, soccer.
Yes, lots of running.
Number 9, baseball, softball. Mm-hmm. Hardest thing to do is hit a baseball. Mm-hmm. Number 8, gymnastics. That's interesting. Didn't expect
it there. Oh, I took to it
there.
So easy.
Number 7, tennis. I think this is to be really good at it,
okay.
But tennis surprised me a lot. Uh-huh. Number 6, martial arts.
Is that
I can
sport?
See that. Yeah.
Number 5, wrestling. Mm-hmm. Number 4, basketball. Number 3, football. Number 2, ice hockey.
Oh, you're going to love number 1, aren't you?
Let's guess that what number 1 is. Why do you think you know what it is?
Well, it's got to be golf.
No.
Really?
Well, I'm still confused with football being number 3.
Why
football
is that?
Does not seem like a tough sport for
well,
people.
Well, it is when you get your concussions and your brain damage. That's
when
it's tough.
And Rob is on the right track with what makes these things. Thank you, Linda Goen, for the $20 super chat. We appreciate that. All what right. the hell happened here?
I thought we were going to go to heaven or for something. Mike, your camera just went up and... That's for Linda.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Think in
Number
terms
one,
of what's going to hurt you. No.
Rugby.
No, but club, but you're in the ballpark.
Okay.
Water polo.
No.
Yahtzee.
No.
Craps.
Sometimes referred to as the sweet science.
Oh, boxing.
Boxing, number one.
Yeah.
The least, the easiest, I shouldn't say least difficult. Golf, number 10. Cheerleading, roller skating, equestrian, archery, curling, bowling.
I'm tired of hearing about it, folks. They do it every year.
Shooting, I guess. Let's see. Billiards and coming in at number one. I'll let you guess again on the numero uno one.
Hi-a-lie. I don't know.
You don't really think of it often as a sport.
Did you say bowling?
I did already.
Okay, damn it. Croquet?
Darts
is good.
It's outdoors. It's an outdoor activity.
I got it.
Croquet?
No.
Croquet?
No.
Not croquet, not bocce.
Fishing.
Horseshoes.
Fishing.
Oh, fishing. Oh.
No,
fishing.
Not a sport.
Yeah. All right, let me see.
How do you feel that they say golf is easy? I think that what these are sports that are easy
I
on the body.
I think it talks about the easy on the body and doesn't get you hurt. I think that might be
right.
It. I think you will, let me see. Linda writes, I think you will all enjoy Colin from Accounts on Paramount Plus. I look forward to your discussion on it. Okay. We'll check that out. That's awesome. I like that. And those are the sports. A couple in Iowa named Alexis and Reen Webb. I've never heard the name Reen. R-E-A-N. R-E-A-N. Reen.
I haven't.
Planned to get married at a courthouse last Thursday, just 2 days before Valentine's Day. It was supposed to be an intimate thing with a few loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
They were all waiting at the courthouse when they found out that the judge they had an appointment with wasn't going to show up, and there wasn't another judge available to marry them. They were disappointed.
You dick.
But Alexis's father stood up and said he had a friend, Jody, who was ordained. Jody and his wife owned a funeral home, and he agreed to marry the couple that day at the funeral home's chapel. Everyone drove over. Jody spent some time talking it over with Alexis and Reen like a regular efficient would, and then he married them. Mm. Alexis said, it was even better than we expected because we did get a real wedding in a sense. We're in a chapel.
Yes.
I got to walk down the aisle with my dad and corpses.
Yeah.
No, I got to walk down the aisle with my dad. The girls got to be flower girls. My son got to be the ring bearer. And Reen's son, does anybody get married without banging first anymore?
No, Mike, it's just the way things are.
Reen's son got to be his best man. Son, daughters, you know, come on.
Yeah.
The intercourse has already taken place, Rob.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
It takes
the
specialness
world
out of marriage, really. You know, I got them, Mike, I got them a gift for their wedding. I got them a 1 pound jar of mortician's wax.
Looks so lifelike.
It really does. The nose, I can't believe it was a broken nose.
So lifelike. Ooh. A 26-year-old man in Florida named Dean Young.
Hi, Dean.
Does that sound like an actor in the 50s?
Yeah.
Starring Dean Young.
That's right.
He drove up and noticed a landscaping van parked along the street last week. He got out of his vehicle, ran up to it, and climbed in the back. And then he somehow got locked inside.
Oh, no. Oh, Dean Young.
Dean.
Dino Dean.
Dean. It sounds like the landscaper came back to lock the van before he started working. Dean realized he was trapped, and he freaked. He started screaming for help, banging on the doors,
Mike,
saying
you know
he
what
couldn't
happened?
Breathe. Yes.
He slipped his wig.
Yes, he did. Dino, someone called the police, so they got the guy out. The landscaper didn't want to unlock the van until police got there because
right.
There were sharp tools inside, including machetes.
Oh, no.
Dean told the cops he wasn't a thief. He was out handing out business cards.
Of course he was.
And a dog started chasing him. Good lie. So he jumped into the van for safety. But that didn't fly because the security camera caught the whole thing from him driving up and seeing the van to the officers getting him out. He was arrested for burglary and criminal mischief. It's unclear if Dean was trying to steal the whole van or just thought he could snag some of the tools and equipment. The homeowner with the security camera said, quote, this is important.
Yeah.
This is really a great insight, so I want you to pay attention to
Please,
this.
Please, Josh.
Here's what the homeowner said. I think it's funny. It's a dumb crook. I guess now... No, stop it. Stop it. Stop it, please. I think it's funny. It's a dumb crook. I guess now he's watching the news and inside the jail.
That's a good quote.
Okay, homeowner. Sounds like you got a job on Court TV.
Mike, you know what he was looking for when he broke in, actually? He's just looking for a couple of hoes.
Just a couple of hoes. Get
That's
it?
A hoes?
Let's move on. Got more show coming up. But first, I want to tell you that it's easier to start this year strong and more delicious with Omaha Steaks, ladies and gentlemen. Yum, yum, yum. Stay satisfied.
So
get energy and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged protein delivered to your door. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more, they have unmatched varieties of high-quality proteins that everyone loves. And right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code MIKE at checkout. I don't need to tell you how great Omaha Steaks are, but I will. They're my favorite because they do beef right. Unrivaled quality and variety with every bite backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Every steak perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917 and still cutting edge. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code MIKE at checkout. MIKE is a new code, so pay attention. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code MIKE. Terms apply. See site for details, everybody.
You know what? Omaha Steaks has the best hot dogs. They are so good. They are
well, they have
really
them in their little package that they sent along to me, and I think they're just ducky.
Yeah.
So I mentioned the community that I live in, and yesterday I got a letter. It's my second letter I've gotten within a month. One letter was about the fishing. I talked about that.
Yeah,
where
yeah I remember
they did,
that.
The next one was the mailbox has to be tended to. My mailbox, all of our mailbox on the street are black, matte finish mailboxes. They're all uniform, and that's why people like in these ticky-tacky places, they want
to
make
sure. You don't still have the mailbox that looks like a cow, do you?
I don't. Had to get rid of that one, unfortunately.
Oh, and in Florida, it's the manatee.
It's the manatee. Oh, those just, they have those in the rich houses where people can have whatever they want. But and I had been by it a couple of times. You know, they're basically piss poles for dogs. But then they have
Do you have a wooden mailbox pole, or is it more of a pole?
It's metal iron. It's a stainless steel iron metal. Okay. It's a metal. And I painted it multiple times, but it gets chipped, and I was ignoring it, and then I got the letter. Please do that. Now, here's where I want to just tell you where I draw the line, all right? I get it. I get the way these places work. You would think that with the exorbitant fee that we pay, that the association could send out some of their 5,000 workers.
With a simple power, you know.
The little power paint and just
zip, zip, zip.
No, that doesn't happen. But it's okay. I didn't get a new one. Those are like $50. Right. I actually spray painted the matte finish on the box and the pole, and it was nothing.
Would you have gotten follow up grief if you had painted the mailbox, you know, as they said, black, flat black, but the pole like a candy cane?
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that
be just wonderful? Yeah. I mean, really, there are a million things you could do living in a place like this.
Yeah, sure.
When you get these letters, are you like me? When I get that letter, I then end up driving up and down the street just staring at everyone else's houses. Like,
to
I hope they got a letter for that.
Same thing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why Josh is beloved in his neighborhood.
I don't know any of my neighbors.
Now, in a worm turning event.
Oh, the worm neighbor, has turned.
The neighbor across the street who we've had issues with.
Yeah.
I had my second remarkably pleasant exchange as I was out there doing it, and she backed out. She rolled down the window and said, I'm glad you're doing that. Don't want you to get a letter. And I said, I did get a letter. That's why I'm doing it. She said, so did I. That's why we did ours. And we had this laughing F the man moment. And that's right after she told my kid that he was a great baseball player. So it's officially the feud buried. And the moral of that story is, if you feud with a neighbor, just let it go and let time pass.
Yeah.
And when time passes, things change. We're too old to have those nitpicky little issues,
right,
and we moved on. Now, I can't speak for
the neighbor
bride.
Moves on.
The neighbor passes on. It's just...
When she said that she fixed her mailbox, did she lean out of her passenger window and give you a kiss? Because the feud is over.
Across the street. It was across the street.
Come here, honey. That's honey, dear. Happened. Honey, babe.
That's what happened. And I don't, Josh, you know, you're like me, right? Don't we all, as grown-ups, as Americans, hate being told what to do?
We hate
being told what to do.
Yeah.
For example, if someone told you to change the opening music to a podcast, you wouldn't want that.
That's a different thing. That's somebody, Mike's coworker. That's a coworker, and I'm doing. So you don't make that disconnection, you hump.
No, I'm just having a good time.
The letter I get from the HOA is the put your trash can away. If I leave it out and don't get it immediately.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If I leave it out the next day and don't grab it,
you'll get a letter within that period of time.
Oh no, the letter will come 3 weeks later.
But it'll mention you didn't put your trash can away. A letter if we put our, you're not supposed to put your trash cans out until 6 o'clock the night before.
Oh my God. I know the rules.
And I've gotten that letter. Yeah.
Rules, my God. You know, then just, bring a junker car and put it up on blocks right in the front.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's the thing is if it's not written in the HOA rules, then they're not going to send a letter. So your yard can be trash. But if it doesn't say, hey, you can't have 20 inflatables, then you can have 20 inflatables.
Well, it always comes back to your Christmas inflatables, Josh.
Edibles and inflatables. That's a new book that I'm writing.
Oh, I'm definitely into it.
Our neighbor here has one of those kid bouncy houses, like the little ones.
Yeah.
And they just leave it powered on constantly.
Oh, like permanently for the
permanently,
kid?
Permanently, like
see,
on the...
See, bad parenting.
So, yeah, so and
bad
also...
Bad parenting, specialty
and
item.
And if I'm sitting on that side of the house, I hear the boom
the compressor
of the fan the entire time.
Wrong.
And the weird thing is they also have a sign in their yard, so it's not a busy bounce house.
Like, are you talking about a predator sign? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just, I think it's mostly for grown-ups.
And they've got that guy, Skarsgård.
Yeah.
right? I love that face. Have you seen him when he's on a talk show and he does that face for It?
Yes.
You ever see it where he makes that? He does the grin.
I like all those Skarsgårds. It's a good family. The
Skarsgårds are cool people.
Yeah, but I watched that reality show.
Under the heading of we get to have dessert every night first, you know, it's like leave the bounce house. Isn't the bounce house something like you have a birthday party, you get the water slide or the bounce house, and then you put it away?
Yeah. Josh, as a Florida guy, you might not own a bounce house. I'm just curious. Do you own a pocket knife? Because the pocket knife could help relieve the bounce house problem.
I've considered it. But they also, around here, everyone's got the cameras now.
I see. Well, hire someone
to
do it.
I don't need that.
That's
true. I just want to get this off my chest, the Valentine's Day failure that I experienced over the weekend.
This saddens me because I got the impression it went well from what Carlo wrote on Facebook.
Well, we had baseball. Because he's a sixth grader, that he didn't make the middle school team, which really sucks, and it's a real drag. And then a tournament, we played the team that's the same coach and beat them, and then they beat us again on Friday. And then we lost all three games of the tournament, including one against so it's been a really tough baseball slog, like really depressing and really down. And because of that, we didn't have any real Valentine's Day, so I promised that I was going to cook the Ina Garten chicken dish.
Coq au vin,
which is, chicken stew, really, over the weekend. And
chicken of wine is what it means in French.
And too much wine. And I ultimately, I didn't do a good job.
How many bottles, Mike?
Yeah. One bottle.
Well, the chicken or you?
The chicken, it just sucked. I have to admit,
Where did it suck? I mean, I know it's labor intensive.
No, it's not with Ina Garten. Her recipes are like she is. It's lazy. It's lazy. She wants it quick. How easy is that? You know, isn't
Jeffrey,
that her thing that she says?
Eat this pile of crap, Jeffrey.
I believe this is a dish that requires a little more care. Now, I marinated the chicken. That's one where I didn't do what Ina did. I marinated it
in red wine.
Okay. Overnight. During the day when we were off at a baseball game so I could cook it on Sunday.
Was that the mistake?
No.
Was that the extra wine that wasn't necessary?
Not really, but I don't know. Here's what I think. I think in order to make this dish proper, you have to reduce it. And you have to thicken it. And you don't thicken it like Ina does with get some flour and butter, mix it together, because that's the lazy, easy way to do
Ina
it.
Ina is good at thickening things.
Just ask Jeffrey.
Yes. Jeffrey. How great is that?
But we make it. It's cooked. It's delicious. It's got a nice flavor profile.
So I'm sorry to interrupt.
But
did
it's
you
watery.
Think you've got to thicken it by cooking it down, like a reduction?
I think that's what many of the – I didn't look at just one recipe. I looked at a bunch of them. And
that's
I
smart.
Think that in order to really make something good, you cook it. You cook it down. You reduce it. And you make the sauce thicker. And that's
what kind of chicken
it.
Do you use? And do you use a
well,
white
they
meat,
said
dark
use
meat,
a – well, ideally, in the perfect recipe – I am such a foodie. I can answer that question. In traditional French cooking, it's a rooster that you dispatch a rooster and you use that because it's tougher meat on a rooster and it's designed to be braised, seared and then braised. Mm-hmm. And so I used a cut up fryer chicken and that was fine too. However, by the time we got there, it was a little watery. There weren't enough vegetables. I don't think Ina likes carrots. So I don't think
who
there were enough
carrots. Who
doesn't
like carrots?
Well,
carrots
I think she
are
calls
important.
For a half. She calls for a half a pound. You take a whole bag. You put the whole bag. It's not. It's like three more carrots that you put in.
And you know what? That's a coq au vin is not science. It's a stew, and you should put in the ingredients you like. And was she recommending thickening with flour or cornstarch? I'm curious because cornstarch is the laziest.
Phlegm.
Oh,
no,
Jeffrey
no, it
Phlegm.
Was, thickening with flour and butter, which I've never found to be all that effective.
In the, I mean, she's making a roux, but like a roux
nah,
in
but
the...
I mean, it's like, no, you mix up the butter and the flour and then you
no,
put it in
the stew.
No, that
doesn't work.
It
that doesn't work.
Work. It's never worked.
Ina, you fat cow, that doesn't work.
So here's the thing. I served it to my kid and my wife on a Sunday evening, and then neither one of them really enjoyed it. And I the only thing that was good was the mashed potatoes, which were store-bought.
Yeah.
Which were store-bought
Bob Evans?
Mashed potatoes. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't remember what they were.
This story makes me look forward
to Bob Evans. I know it wasn't Bob Evans.
It makes me look forward to one of the reads we have coming up. But I'm curious, did they even give you credit for trying?
Yeah, but apparently Carla got up, and when I was turned away, when I was turned away, I turned my back to Carla. Apparently she lip synced to Michael. She went,
Oh, and then
he ratted her out immediately, so it was a bit of a disaster.
You know what? That's worth making the dish to know that your son will rat out your wife. I think that's valuable.
Yeah. So,
happy Valentine's Day, Mike.
Solution: reduce the sauce. Don't use the whole cut up chicken. Use chicken thighs, and you'll get the same.
Yeah, you're right.
That's going to be it could happen, or buffalo wings. It could happen as soon as this weekend that I retry it.
You know what it needs, Mike, is a little buffalo sauce.
Hey there. Yes, sir. You do that.
We're serving at the Jot. We're serving Coco Jot.
Well, I'm glad I got that off my chest. We will we'll talk a little telly when we come back. But first, I do want to tell you about HelloFresh. Yeah, when you're a disastrous cook like I am, you need you need home cooking that's, you know, got an assistant. HelloFresh makes it easy to do it with recipes that feel good and taste delicious night after night. Now, as you know, I'm something of a kitchen whiz. My Coco Van is legendary. No, it's not. My beef bourguignon is the best, but there's not always time to go full gourmet. There isn't. Really, especially when you run around chasing your kid. That's why I love HelloFresh. It lets you bring everyone together with meals that are simple and rewarding on a busy weeknight. You can choose from more than 100 recipes every week, including cuisines from around the world. And I did not have that last segment to set up this commercial.
No, not at all.
I want you to know, the fix is not in, like product placement in a movie. Now, with even bigger portions to satisfy everyone, HelloFresh lets you choose from more than 35 high-protein recipes each week, including new Mediterranean and GLP-1 friendly options. There's now three times the seafood for no upcharge.
I love that.
And you can impress guests or treat yourself with new grass-fed steak ribeyes, because when dinner tastes this good, nothing hits like home cooking.
True.
I use HelloFresh, and the whole family loves it. You should do it too. Go to HelloFresh.com/TMOS10FM. That's another code, okay?
That, Mike, that just so you remember, that means 10 free meals.
All right.
10FM.
So TMOS10FM to get 10 free meals and a free Zwilling knife?
Yes. It's a great knife.
What is a Zwilling knife?
I believe they're under another German company now, but they're a legendary cutlery company. If you go to their website and see the stuff they make, it's gorgeous.
Wow. And that's a $144.99 value on your third box offer. I'm confused by the copy here. Let me just say that. So if you go and you get your 10 free meals.
Right.
You go to HelloFresh.com/TMOS10FM. You get 10 free meals, a free Zwilling knife, $144.99 value, on your third box offer.
Yeah. It's, you have to order two more times, but you're going to love it. So it's fantastic.
So when you order your third box, you get the knife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Valid while supplies last. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. Thank you.
When one of our listeners gets the Zwilling knife, please send me a picture. I have a hunch I know which one it is. I think it might be the 10-inch butcher knife.
Okay.
But I want to know what they're sending out. Because, you know, Josh, I love sharp things.
We all have TV recos to... mine's not a recommendation as much as something I binged that you would never think I would binge. But you guys, you go... Josh goes first because he's got a couple of them, right? Josh.
No, these are... Rob's got them.
Rob's got them. I'm sorry, I got the wrong guy.
I want to check out and talk later about.
All right. Josh and I both like
Don't have to have an attitude about it.
He's fussy.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, Mike, he didn't get enough sleeping done.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
Yeah. I thought he wanted to talk about, like, was it you that had the Burbs and Neighbors? Is that
I have that, but he wanted to talk about the Neighbors.
The documentary about Neighbors.
Yeah, I want to watch it before I talk about it.
I didn't know that. We were doing the show prep meeting. I didn't know that. I didn't know you were going to watch it. But it's a documentary, right?
It's a...
reality show.
It's like
you don't
a
know
because
you haven't
show.
Watched it. All right, go watch it, and then we'll talk about it. But you want to talk about
The Burbs,
Paradise or The Burbs?
Oh, well, first Paradise.
Okay,
this is a really intriguing notion based on this show. The weakness is the lead.
All right, go ahead.
Come on.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's the first time you've done an impression of Josh.
That really wasn't.
No, it wasn't, though. Yeah. America is in the middle of what is going to be a nuclear disaster. So the government builds an underground bunker for like 15,000 people to survive in, but okay, they make it, a la Disney, look just like a real town. Mm-hmm. And getting into there was a big deal. And the lead hero was a Secret Service guy. He was able to get in with his kids, but not his wife. So he's bummed. The problem with this is that the sexy, strong, ripped lead Secret Service guy is Sterling K. Brown, who was the ineffective son-in-law on This Is Us. Remember the black son-in-law on This Is Us?
And a legendary scenery chewer.
Oh, he loves the scenery chewer.
An overacting maniac, right?
Yes.
I think that's probably why I've never started the show, because he's on the poster.
Yep. But the plot is pretty great, because they get down and they got these 15,000 people that are all DNA tested, and you know they've got bracelets to follow them. The president gets killed. There are no guns.
Why
in this
are they
environment.
DNA tested?
Because they're all tracked. This is an absolutely controlled
to
environment.
To further the species, if something horrible
happens?
No,
just to keep an eye on them, to make sure they're who they claim to be, because it was a very selective process.
Is it a virus that got him in his thing?
No. It was actually a
Nuclear holocaust?
Nuclear holocaust brought on by weather issues. They're actually sort of vague about it.
Climate change.
But the problem is that he is in it. The plot of...
Now, because today I'm going easy on Rob, and I have to explain my ball busting. Yes. I will do it right now. Okay. So repeat what you said, that they're actually kind of... vague.
It's they're vague, but it is a nuclear holocaust brought
on. Well,
you're
doing that justice.
Brought on
in the vagueness. Yes. All right. Okay. I get it. All right. They're in a bunker because something really bad happened, and they didn't let his wife in because she didn't match the profile.
And it is you'll find out why.
Are they putting in very special people? Is that what it is?
Yes.
People that are super special.
Optimized environment. There are no guns. There's no pollution. There's no nothing. But because of this, when the president is murdered, it's a very big deal.
Oh, and he's got to solve it. Somebody is a bad guy that got into the bunker.
Exactly.
I like it. I like the plot.
First eight episodes are tight and will keep you interested the whole time, especially if you take time to make fun of Sterling Brown. And new season drops next week, so time to watch it.
It's Sterling K. Brown. So obviously his wife doesn't get in. Would I be correct in assuming massive, overly dramatic tears? I can't get my at the beginning, at like the pilot episode where he gets to be as dramatic as a dramatic man can be.
It's even worse. He's not crying. He's angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very tough guy. And you know
what?
And
once you get by that, it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get past him as the lead, the plot is great, and I'm looking forward to the second season. Okay. The Burbs, based on a movie from the 80s that Josh and I both like very much, they've stretched it out on Peacock to an eight-episode series. It does
terrible movie. I don't think they should have made a TV show.
It's one of my favorite movies.
It is a pretty good surreal movie.
The show has nothing to do with the movie.
It's one of your favorite movies?
I think so, yes. My brother and I really enjoy it, yes.
It's got a charm.
Is that the one where they've got the creepy next-door neighbors?
Yeah, creepy next door.
And it's also The Burbs has a great surreal flavor to it.
Oh, my God.
It is. It's a good movie.
But the TV show doesn't capture it. The best thing about the show is there is an evil house on the street, and it's all shot on the back lot of Universal. It's so easy to spot. The evil house is the house from the Munsters. So that's, if you like old stuff, that's sort of fun to see that.
Okay.
But that's
my brother
almost
and I were talking
about
it
holding
yesterday.
Our interest. Yeah.
And he said, Emily likes it because it's got a Desperate Wives feel.
Desperate Housewives?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Or Desperate Wives, Mike.
Whatever. Desperate. Same thing.
That's a good movie. No, I've never seen that.
But I would recommend giving Paradise a spin, especially with a second season coming up.
I hate playing the guessing game with you guys, but I just feel like it today because it's something you would not expect that I will. I give you five questions to guess what I binged. I think there are more episodes coming up, but I binged it up to the end, which would be like four episodes.
Okay. Is it an animated show?
No.
Okay.
Is it on Apple TV?
No, it's on Max.
Is it a current show?
Yes.
Four episodes.
I didn't know Max still made shows. Yeah. Is it superhero related?
Not exactly. But
is it about a guy that lives over a cave that has bats in it? And his name is Bruce Wayne.
No. Well, I believe Max has the show about his villain, the Penguin.
Oh, that's right, the Penguin.
Scoop, F you. I don't hate comedy movies. I love comedy movies. I just don't think that I have a high standard, all right?
And I wouldn't put The Burbs as a classic comedy movie. No. It's a weird film. But
Mike didn't like The Burbs, so he hates comedy movies. Scoob, I got my eye on you. Thanks for listening. All right. Yeah.
You are loved.
Thank you.
Is it comedy more than drama?
No.
It's drama.
There's a genre for it. There's a genre.
Rom-com?
No.
Reality?
It's got a...
K-pop?
Is it fantasy? Is it fantasy? Probably. It's fantasy, kind of. But it's not fantasy. It's like...
House of Dragons?
You're very, very close.
Oh, the new House of Dragons.
Yes. A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
I can't figure out from the trailer and the marketing, is it supposed to be like a funnier House of Dragons?
No, it's pretty heavy duty. So
no laugh track?
No laugh track. I love every minute of it. I'm absolutely digging on it. I think it's fantastic.
So it's
I'm
a Game of Thrones
spin-off? I never got into Game of Thrones from the beginning. I joined the party late. This one I'm early on, and I love the whole Knights of the Round Table and the Seven Knights and jousting. And
it looks like a huge budget. It's really appealing to the eye, but I only ever
watched... And I love the main character, the big, dumb main character I am very fond of.
So many people say that about this show.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
I only watched one episode of Game of Thrones, and it was the one that was like shot through fog. So you couldn't see what was going on.
You didn't watch Game of Thrones?
No.
I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Oh, why you two buddies? All right. That's it. It was. It's great. You should check it out.
I'll watch it if Sterling K. Brown is in it.
Let her in! Anyway. Did I get it? Anyway. do you have some beautiful video for us, please?
Mike, amazingly, I do. I think you're going to have
skin,
a good
we need
time,
to talk about that. That's where my wife works. February Health starts because this month on TMOS, it's all about feeling better, having more energy, and getting back to feeling like yourself. We talk a lot about the telehealth game and doctor-prescribed GLP-1s because they support weight management by reducing cravings, helping portion control, and taking some of the mental battle out of food. And it all starts with a simple online medical assessment. Easy, it's discreet. And how about this? There's something new called Elate Spray. Elate Spray. Doctor-prescribed nasal spray designed to support desire, circulation, and emotional connection. You're going to have better circulation than the New York Times. Is that the paper of record? Is that what it is?
I believe it is. The old gray lady, Mike.
Personalized care delivered straight to your door. And yes, there are payment plans available. Klarna is a favorite. HSA and FSA are accepted. So if February is your month to focus on health, confidence, and feeling good again, head to DermGlowSkin.com. Click on the weight management and peptides button and get started with a simple online assessment. That's DermGlowSkin.com. And we thank you, ladies.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry.
Oh, continuous
time.
Hits.
Continuous hits.
Q107. Josh, as I look ahead, I'm just curious. Do you have a piece of tape of Obama that I sent?
I do.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure that's
just
our closer
the All-Star
today.
Game?
No.
Okay.
We're going to open, though, Mike. I recently had to fly down here from Washington, D.C. to Miami, and airports, I don't know how they get worse every time, but they get worse every time.
You're right about
that. So when this guy was in Tokyo and things weren't going his way, do you really blame this guy? These are the ticketing kiosks. Wait, it gets better. He picks up a stanchion. And uses it as a hammer.
Nobody even tries to
That's the ranting. Oh my God.
Yeah. That's enough. Thank you, Josh.
What?
But what is it about me? I don't totally blame the guy.
No, that's why no one stops him. Everyone understands.
Everybody exactly. gets it. It's like, it's such an, and the kiosks.
Oh,
the
I hate
self-serve
them.
Kiosks that are useless. I mean, really.
I feel, you know, I love older people. I really do. And right. when I saw the old man at McDonald's with his literal hands in the air, because he couldn't figure out the giant iPad to order his double cheeseburger. I saw the same thing with an old person at a kiosk. They just wanted to check a bag.
Yeah.
And their hands are literally in the air because yeah. they can't do it. And yeah. this, the celebrity she most resembled was, what is it? Rolling droid from the Star Wars movie, BB-8. She rolls over and says, "Do you need help?" And he says, "Yes." And it's just, they've totally. And
they've, yeah, they wrecked it. It's terrible. Horrible.
All right. All right. So this will make you happy, Mike.
Yes.
We all called him Hootie, but his name is Darius Rucker.
He and hated that and then accepted that and mocked that. So yeah, that's kind of the way that that went.
So they made a lot of records in the 90s that all sounded like. They really took the sort of Pearl Jam template to the next level. Then he became a country singer, and we realized yep. he does have a good voice.
Mm-hmm.
This is always the natural next step. Tell me if this pleases you at all. This is Darius Rucker.
Fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly away. If you could use some exotic booze at the bar in Bombay, come on, fly with me, let's fly, let's fly away.
I love it.
Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru.
He's just got the chops.
In Lima Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me. We'll float down in the blue.
Thank you, Josh.
You know,
he's using Frank's chart. He's got a real orchestra behind him.
It takes like 5 seconds before you realize it's good. I mean, it's just good. And
it is great.
I didn't, no offense to a guy that I the Face is one of my favorite rock groups of all time. I did not like the Rod Stewart transition when he did that. I didn't care for it as much.
I didn't care for Paul did it, too. It was horrible.
And what you have to have is you have to have that kind of Harry Connick, Frank Sinatra,
swagger.
Michael Bublé, swag, kind of just chill, cool. But he brought Darius Rucker to that, and I love it. I'm gonna seek that out. That's fantastic.
Take a note, Family Guy. You see, you can do it. It can be done, but not by
you.
You don't
like Seth?
I hate Seth MacFarlane. I hope that everything he owns burns to the ground.
Be a lot
and
of stuff.
I forget, we haven't done a show since last week, and I forget how we feel about our current president. I think we're split. I don't know. But I do know this. We'll close with this, Josh. I miss having Mr. Obama in the Oval Office, and I'm reminded of it when he does an interview like this.
Aliens real?
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in, what is it?
Area 51.
Area 51. There's no underground facility. Unless there's this enormous conspiracy and they hid it from the President of the United States.
What was the first question you wanted answered when you became president?
Where are the aliens?
Where are the aliens?
He's just a cool guy.
He is.
And,
I miss it. I miss it a lot. I really do. We got to get out of here. We'll be back. And so does Josh.
He does. I think we all want to go back a few years.
I forget it. I'm not going to get yelled at today. It's not going to happen. You're not going to give me a hard time, people. Don't send me emails. Don't yell at me, please.
That was not a political tape. That was a tape about aliens.
Right. Focus on the aliens.
Yes, the aliens. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Thank you for all your support. Thanks for the super chats. And we will see you tomorrow for Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It's a mess. Glass and poop everywhere.
And remember, we're not happy until you're not happy.
He was an overweight alcoholic who just happened to be one of the greatest pure passers in NFL history.